has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium, we go to the second quarter. Mountain Home with the lead over Watson Chapel, 12-10. Wildcats with four new players in the ballgame. Chandler Tate, Jordan Tillman, Marlon Ford, and Sammy Hughes have all checked in, joining Willie Vaughn on the floor. Free throw line jumper will not go by the Wildcats, and Colton Peters with the rebound. He's going to be fouled at midcourt. Fouls on Sammy Hughes, his first, team's third. 7:47 left in the first half. Bombers by two with the basketball. Colton Peters with 10 points already in the contest. Top of the key, Cresilius. Pass is going to hit his leg, hit his knee, and bounce into the backcourt for a backcourt violation against Mountain Home. Cresilius, the 6'2 junior, in for Mountain Home for the first time tonight. Out top, it's Tillman for the Wildcats. Baseline drive, shot no. Rebound underneath by David Waymeyer, his fifth board. 12-10, Mountain Home leads it with the basketball. And Benton has his pocket picked out top, and then he commits a foul trying to get it back. Hughes took it away. Benton with the foul. That's his first. Team's third. Left side, Hughes on the left elbow now for the Wildcats. 7 minutes left in this first half. Underneath, they'll go to Vaughn. Shot over Waymeyer is good. Vaughn with his first points of the game. He's got some colleges looking at him. He ties the game up at 12. Bombers on the offensive end now. Benton out top. Cresilius on the left wing. Between the circles, it's Peters. Backdoor cut by Bashirs. Into the paint now. They look for Waymeyer trying to post up. Bashir swings the left side to Benton on the wing. To the top of the key. Now Cresilius starts right, goes left with it. Nothing there. Back to Benton. Right elbow. It's Peters. Peters one of the three. Defense too close. Benton has it out top now for Mountain Home. Wildcats playing a zone here defensively and doing a good job with it. Peters penetrates to the free throw line. Here's Cresilius, the three. It's off the mark. Rebound, Tillman underneath. Tillman will try to go all the way with it. Lost it. Kicks it into the corner now. And a three is going to be missed by Hughes. And it's Waymeyer on the backside with the rebound from Mountain Home. 5:37 left in the first half. We're knotted up at 12. Entry pass to Waymeyer. Out of his reach, it's a turnover. Five of those for Mountain Home. Hughes missing at the other end. It's Peters with the rebound for Mountain Home. Colton's second board. Cresilius working on the right elbow. Peters with it once again. Now Benton out top. 5:04 left in the first half. Bashirs, baseline drive. Pulls up from six and won't go. The rebound underneath by Tillman. And it's knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be Mountain Home basketball as Bashir stayed back by himself and was able to knock the ball away and create the turnover. Luke Dibble, the 6'1 junior, in for Mountain Home. The Bombers inbound under their basket. after the nice play by Beshears. Beshears has it on the right side, feeds it inside to Waymire, powers it up and in. Waymire with 4 points, go along with 6 boards. 14-12, Mountain Home back on top. 4.5 minutes left in the first half. A three left side by Ford is way off the mark. Waymire snags rebound number 7 on the backside. Yeah, that's gotta be your man if they stream that. 14-12. Mountain Home leads it with the basketball. Here's Dibble on the left wing. Looks underneath for Beshears. Kicks it back to Benton over his head and out of bounds. A Mountain Home turnover, their 6th. Watson Chapel gets it back. We've got some wins, good wins, a good Bologna ball club. They beat Sylvan Hills, Hot Springs among their wins. Tough losses, lost to Sheridan by 2, a team that's 9-3. The loss to Benson by 3, a team that's 11-2. Lost to Maumelle, Little Rock Christian, Little Rock Hall. They played a tough schedule. Chapel with it. Along the left baseline, the ball knocked away from Tate. Picks it up, kicks it out. A three missed. Foul on the rebound against the Wildcats. Sammy Hughes picks up his 2nd. Team foul number 4 against Watson Chapel. Talon Benton works it ahead now for Mountain Home against some pressure. Peters works it to Beshears right side. It's Waymire, baseline right, the shot good. 16-12, the Bombers lead it by 4. 3:20 left in this first half. Into the paint, the floater by Hughes is good. His 1st points. Ball knocked away. Hughes gets the steal. Feeds it inside to Tate. He will score. And a quick timeout by Mountain Home. 2:59 left in this first half. Knotted up at 16. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Bombers with a timeout, and Coach Fulcher not happy at all the way his team is playing right now. Bombers with the basketball. We're knotted up at 16. Waymire along the baseline. This is Cruz on the right wing. Drives to the baseline. We've got an illegal screen here against Waymire. That's his 1st. Team foul number 4 against Mountain Home. 2:45 left in the first half. Tied at 16. Watson Chapel slowing it down a bit as they work it into the front court now. Between the circles, this is Ford for the Wildcats. Pulls up from 15. The shot, no. Rebound by Waymire underneath for Mountain Home. Another huge night on the boards. Peters, his pass is deflected. Loose. Bombers come up with it, though. Keep the possession. Peters out top of three is off the mark. Tip in by Cruz underneath is good. Cruz with his first points of the ball game. 18-16, Mountain Home. Floater at the other end is missed by Mitchell, and Waymire another rebound. 1:41 left in the first half. Out top, it's Cruz. Peters with it. Now Benton on the left side to the free throw line. Into the corner, it goes to Beshears. Inside to Waymire. Ball's knocked loose. Beshears will hustle after it and get it back for Mountain Home. Peters, baseline drive. Ball knocked away in a turnover. Eight of those by Mountain Home. At the other end, the layup is good by William Webster. He has 4 points. We're tied at 18, our fourth tie to go with three lead changes. The Shears ahead and a foul against Watson Chapel. Kayvon Mitchell with his first team foul, number five. Harris back into the ball game. Tillman checks back in as well for the Wildcats. Mountain Home's going to go to the bench. Gracilius will come in. And Cruz will get a breather. Seconds left in the first half. Mountain Home and Watson Chapel tied at 18. Gracilius fouled out top. The reach in by Harris. His first, sixth team foul. Seconds left in the half. We're tied at 18. Benton with the dribble to the left side. Here's Beshears between the circles. They try to feed it into Waymire. Ball's knocked loose. Diving after it is Beshears and keeps the possession for Mountain Home. Great hustle by Hunter. Here's Gracilius into the corner. 14 seconds left in the half. Bombers hoping for the last shot. Six on the clock. Benton. Here's Peters. A three out top will not go. And the half will come to an end. 18-18. Mountain Home and Watson Chapel tied up at halftime. We've reached intermission. We'll break. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weakened or your aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take